Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her. O Aisha, he never said, Lord, forgive me my sin on the day of judgment. In their pre-Islamic era, the Arabs were famous for their generosity, to the point that proverbs were cited for them. Generosity and kindness to people is evidence of generosity of soul. This is not specific to Muslims. Rather, it is linked to good morals, whatever religion the person is. In this holy month, we may see or hear about some famous non-Muslims. They provide food and prepare breakfast tables for those who are fasting. Will this benefit them, and how do we deal with such news when it spreads among us? Abdullah bin Jadan is a man from the pre-Islamic era. He was famous for his generosity and family ties. Al-Nawawi, may God have mercy on him, said about him. Ibn Jadan was a great feeder. He used a pod for the guests to ascend to with a ladder. One of the Banu Tamim bin Murrah was relatives of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. He was one of the leaders of Quraysh. Ibn Jadan is the one in whose house the Quraysh gathered to hold the pact of feudal, to defend the oppressed, which the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, said about him. I witnessed with my cousins the pact of the righteous. I do not like to break it and have red camels. They were called perfumers because they made perfume in Ina. They dipped their hands in it. They allied themselves to support and protect the oppressed from the oppressor. They built Hashim and built Zara and Taim. Abdullah bin Jadan is a generous man from Dayaf. He reaches out to his relatives and defends the oppressed. He spent his money feeding people and doing good to them. Will that benefit him on the day of resurrection? This is what Aisha, may God be pleased with her, wondered. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, answered it. In a conversation with deep meanings. Aisha, may God be pleased with her, says. I said, O Messenger of God, Ibn Jadan. In pre-Islamic times, he used to reach out to relatives and feed the poor. Is that useful? He said, No, Aisha. He never said, Lord, forgive me my sins on the day of judgment. Narrated by Muslim. What a beautiful prophetic speech. How wonderful are the beautiful prophetic words. That takes into account the feelings of the listeners. Let us consider how the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, answered. On the question of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. An educational answer. Through her, he taught her several things. Abdullah ibn Jadan. A relative of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. She asks about his fate on the day of resurrection. Because of what he was known for his generosity and family ties. Aisha has a great status. With the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, answered her. Without favoritism. The legal rulings are not changed for the sake of those we love. Or for a relative of ours. Or for celebrities in the media or in politics. No, Aisha. This was the answer. Neither his generosity nor his benevolence will benefit him. There will be no connection with his mercy on the day of resurrection. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, was not limited to this. The short answer is that it is of no use. But show her the reason for that. We note that the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. He calls her by her loving name, towards herself and her Prophet. O Aisha. Increase in kindness in answering. And making it easier for Aisha, may God be pleased with her. Then the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, taught it. The rule in this matter. He said to her. He never said anything. Lord, forgive me my sin on the day of judgment. He did not tell her that he was an infidel. This word may be heavy on itself. But he conveyed the meaning to it in other words. It gives an educational dimension to her life. Judgment Day. It is the day of reckoning and recompense. And who does not believe in this day? He is not taken into account in his actions. He does good deeds in this world. He does not hope for his reward in the afterlife. because he does not believe in the day of judgment. This is the case with infidels who do good deeds. The most he can achieve in this world and hope for, it is praise and good remembrance. This is the purpose of his money, because it worked for him. God Almighty said, whoever desires the worldly life and its adornments, we will repay them for their deeds therein. And they do not skimp on it. Those who have nothing in the afterlife except hell, what they did therein was ruined. What they were doing was false. On the authority of Anas bin Malik, may God be pleased with him, he said. The Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, God does not wrong a believer who does a good deed. He is given it in this world and is rewarded with it in the afterlife. As for the infidel, he is fed with the good deeds he did for God in this world. Even if it leads to the afterlife, he had no good deed to be rewarded with. Narrated by Muslim. This is the justice of God Almighty with people, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. Al-Nawawi, may God have mercy on him, said. The meaning of this hadith. What he used to do was the connection, the feeding, and the acts of generosity. It will not benefit him in the afterlife, because he is an infidel. This is the meaning of his saying, may God bless him and grant him peace. He never said anything. Lord, forgive me my sin on the day of judgment. That is, he did not believe in the resurrection. Whoever does not believe in him is an unbeliever. No work will benefit him. Judge Ayyad, may God Almighty have mercy on him, said. There has been consensus that the infidels are of no benefit to their deeds. They will not be rewarded with bliss or relief from punishment. But some of them are more tormented than others, according to their crimes. Thus we know that the scale with which we weigh people, it is the balance of the law. Let us not be deceived by the actions of the infidels. We do not prefer them over Muslims in any way. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, informed Aisha of this answer. The importance of a person praying this prayer. Lord, forgive me my sin on the day of judgment. It is the demand of the prophets. So what about others? God Almighty said about Abraham, peace be upon him, and the one who I hope will forgive me my sins on the day of judgment. And all human beings have steps. They all need this prayer. We ask God Almighty to forgive us for our sins on the day of judgment. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her.